Hey guys, I just felt like a burden, and I just wanted to share with you guys the prophetic word. I truly believe God is saying something massive is coming. Something massive is coming because all these doors and opportunities like have been closing and like failing out of nowhere, like it's not making sense. I just released a word on my YouTube channel about walking by faith, right? And so it kind of ties in with this word I'm gonna give anyway. I think I'm gonna title it "Don't Worry, I Got You." That's what the Lord is saying, "Don't worry, I got you." And I feel like it is not making sense. Like I'm saying, everything seems like it's drying up. Everything is shutting down. It seems like everything is failing. Everything that you have built, quote unquote, you know, due to your obedience to the Lord, you've been following the Lord. And it's like, nope, 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 nope. Everything is like, no, it's like not making sense. And I just feel God is saying, really, I hear the Lord saying, like, something massive is coming. And so in this, like, I know it is hard because I am too here. I literally just had a moment with God and I was just like venting, like, why does it have to be this hard though? Like, it's almost like it's a breaking taking place. There is a breaking taking place, and it's like God is like breaking us down to like nothing, right? And so in my like venting session, I was just like, Lord, like I just feel like I'm becoming somebody. Like, okay, I'll just give you guys a little snapshot of what's going on, right? So I've just been feeling challenged. Like today I slipped up. Like I was petty. I matched somebody's like level of pettiness, you know, and I really don't like going there with folks. Like I really don't. And I try my best not to, but I lost it. Like, and I just was like, whatever, like if this is what's going to be like, this the language you understand, then all right. And so I didn't really want to do it, but I did it, right? And I felt terrible, but I was pushing past the conviction. Like, I was just standing on pride, like, oh, well, if this, this, and this. And I was not at peace. And so finally, I broke down. I don't even think I repented for it yet. I got to do that. But I just broke down because I was like, God, like, these people do this like it's nothing. And I, like, feel like serving you is just, this is just like some of the stuff I was saying, right? I'm like, Lord, serving you, it just makes me feel like I'm just supposed to just get beat up all the freaking time. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I understand like the persecution and bearing my cross, but I'm like, Lord, like I've already been taking blows. Like, I've already, like, I feel like the burden is so heavy that it's like, God, you're trying to destroy me. You want me to be destroyed. That's how I feel. And I can't swing back. Like, I can't do anything back. I can't retaliate. I can't say nothing. Like, even what I did, y'all, it was so like small compared to like what I could have done. But it's the fact that I still did something and I felt terrible. And I was just like, why do I have to feel like this? And these people don't feel no kind of way when they do what they do to me. So I'm just going on and on. And like, y'all, it came out. I said, Lord, I'm so sick of hearing like, this is your year. This is your year. Like, you have not let up on me yet. Like, you've done stuff and I'm not trying to be ungrateful. Lord, I said, you know my heart. I promise you, I'm not trying to be like that. But this makes no sense. I said, I see and I understand why people give up on you. I see and I understand why people just rather just do things their way. I said, quite honestly, like, you already know what's in my heart. I might as well say it. Just put it on the table. Like, I feel like I am tempted to just fall back and be a mediocre Christian, like bare minimum. Because I go hard for you and I love you and I try to like get people to love you and, you know, like preach your word and do whatever. Like I try to be obedient and I just keep getting beat up. Like nobody likes stuff like this. I said, you know, I don't like stuff like this. You built me the way that I am. You know, I'm sensitive, right? You know, I have a big heart. I'm sorry, y'all. I was like, God, you know how I feel. And it's like you let these people just shred me to pieces. And I was just like, I feel like I have to be somebody I'm not. And naturally, I'm a fighter. Like, naturally, I defend myself and people because I just feel like that's just how I am. And I feel God is bringing me to this place to stop defending myself. And it makes me feel like I'm losing. No one wants to feel like they're losing. And it was that moment when I realized that is what God's doing. He's letting it happen because he wants to fight for me. He is trying to break this off of me. Because if I look at my life at every place, every spot where I'm having challenges, it's me trying to fight for what's right. It's me pushing back against people. And the fear, like just thinking about being defenseless, makes me angry. So there it is. It's like having no kind of control or nothing. Like, I'm just like, I don't know if y'all feel me. Like how, like we, those who actually go through the transformation with Christ, like when God is changing you, like it doesn't feel good. And that's how I feel, like he is breaking me down to like nothing. And he just kept saying, like, that's where the strength is, though. That's where I come in, though. So it's whenever all hope is lost, is that place when God comes. Y'all, I don't know why he does stuff like that. I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I'm like, God, no disrespect, like, you know, I love you. You're my Abba. But sometimes I think you be doing the most. Like, I don't think it needs to be like all that. But I had to repent for leaning on my own understanding. Oh, I did repent. Oh, okay. I did repent for what I did. I had to repent for leaning on my own understanding and for being busy, like moving around and not being still, because I don't like feeling like evil's winning. I don't like that. Why the heck these evil people be walking around, nose up, like doing whatever the heck, have no fear in the world, right? I hate it. I hate it. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I freaking hate it, right? And then it's like, I'm waiting for God to do something. And like, Lord, you ain't doing nothing because God's over here looking at me. Like, I'm waiting for you to be humble before I do what I do. And it's like, it's just hard. Like, I ain't gonna lie. It's the killing of the flesh again. And I feel like, if y'all feel like me, I done gave up so much. I just like, are there any breaks in between this process or what? Like, that's how I feel. Like, let me just have a break and then let's regroup and then we go back in. Like, I just feel like, ugh. So yeah, that's my little session. I know that was for somebody. I don't know who. But I just felt like the Lord was like, I am allowing all this because I am going to bring it. I promise you, God be like setting us up for everything to look impossible so we can know. I don't know. It's the introduction of him in a different area that I guess we do not know him as, right? Or maybe we only met partial like of him. But I know him as my provider and all these other things, but I guess I haven't really, met or God hasn't really introduced himself as my defender yet because I won't let him. I am filling that position. Like, I keep doing it, and it's like, oh my gosh. But yeah, y'all, I'm just sharing that with you. So I don't know, I just felt led to do that. So here we're still in the book of Nehemiah. What I'm supposed to say, or what I was planning on telling y'all, is I like the title says, the Lord is saying, right? Don't worry, I got you. So fitting, right? So fitting for the rant I just came off of. And so we're gonna be in Nehemiah chapter 4. Hold on, let me blow my nose. Hold on. Dang. So yeah, Nehemiah chapter 4. We're gonna do verse 4. It's really 4 to 23. That's a lot. That's not that bad. All right, let's go. It says here, then I prayed, hear us, our God, for we are being mocked. May their scoffing, fall back on their heads, and may they themselves become captives in a foreign land. Do not ignore their guilt. Do not block out their sins, for they have provoked you to anger here in front of the builders. So remember, Nehemiah, and he has a crew of people, like helpers, who are helping him rebuild this wall, right? Verse 6, at last the wall was completed to half its height around the entire city, for the people have worked with enthusiasm. And so this is crazy to me because it's kind of giving like where we are right now, right? It's the building, it's the working, it's putting our hands to whatever it is, and there's this opposition. And so the wall that he's rebuilding, Holy Spirit was showing me, it can represent anything. It could be a marriage, it could be a divorce, it could be you working on yourself, right? It could be a business. It could be you praying against, praying for your generation or your bloodline or stuff like that. Like finances, like whatever, the wall can represent anything that you are working towards to get better, right? Like your credit score. I don't know, like it could be anything, right? And they went through a whole lot, like with the mocking and the taunting and things like that. It's really like a bunch of distractions. And I feel like that's so on the money, because that's how I feel even now. It's a lot of distractions, like that's causing us to be busy and get caught up. Thank you, Lord. It's the Mary versus Martha, right? Mary sitting at Jesus's feet and just taking it all in, taking his presence and his teachings, like his word. Martha moving around, like, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, I gotta do this, right? Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that really ministered to me. So then here in verse 7, it says, but when Sanballat, I don't know if I'm saying that right, and Tobiah, and the Arabs, Ammonites, heard that the work was going ahead and the gaps of the walls of Jerusalem were being repaired, they were furious. All right, they all made plans to come and fight against Jerusalem and throw us into confusion. Wow. But we prayed to God and guarded the city day and night to protect ourselves. And I don't know if that's y'all, but that's like where I can relate to. So there's been a lot of confusion. Like, okay, God, did you really say this? Because I'm like low key, like, what? Like, because it's, I'm telling you, the complete opposite. Having me feel crazy. Even some of the people that I've talked to, like God showed me something about somebody and I keep my mouth closed and then I'm interacting with them and I'm like, maybe that's me. Like, 'cause it's not what I heard in the prayer, in my prayer time is not matching what I'm seeing. Like, this person can't be that devious. This person can't be that evil. 'Cause I'm talking to them, they seem so nice. They seem so innocent, right? But God telling me stop dealing with these folks because of whatever, whatever. Like, it's crazy. But like I was saying, or like it says here, right? The enemy knows that what he tried to hit you with before didn't stop you. So that made him upset. Like, okay, we got to come harder. Like, you can't be in your right mind. You can't be at peace. You can't have rest. Like, no, I'm coming for all that. I'm coming for any and everything that's gonna get you in your emotions and get you, throw you off your game. That's literally what's happening right now. Verse 10, it says, "Then the people of Judah began to complain. The workers are getting tired, and there is so much rubble to be moved. We will never be able to build the walls by ourselves." That's us, right? Like, this is just overwhelming. There's no way, God, that this is going to work out, because this is just too much. I mean, that's literally what I was telling God this morning, right? Verse 11, "Meanwhile, our enemies are saying, before they know what's happening, we will swoop down on them and kill them and end their work. Then the Jews who live near the enemy came and told us again and again, they will come from all directions and attack us." So I placed, look at that. The enemy's not stopping for anything. He does not want you to get there. He does not want you to complete it. He does not want you to make it. He does not want you to be successful. He does not want you to be free, right? He doesn't want you to be healed, delivered, whatever it is that you're working on. He wants to stop you, right? Verse 13, "So I placed armed guards behind the lowest parts of the wall in the exposed areas. I stationed the people to stand guard by families armed with swords and spears and bows." So for that, I was asking God, like, okay, well, what does that look like for us? And Holy Spirit was like, prayer. Specifically praying the Ephesians 6 about the armor of God, and praying in tongues. If you can't pray in tongues yet, ask for the Holy Spirit to, you know, bless you with a gift, to give it to you. I'm sure he'll give it to you, right? But it's praying that, speaking in tongues, praying in the spirit rather, but it even also in, you know, in whatever language you speak, in English, right? Praying for God to protect whatever is exposed. So this is going to require you having, like, what is the word? Taking inventory, like looking around and like asking God to show you where your vulnerable place is. What is vulnerable? Is it your mind? Is it your finances? Is it your home? Is it your children? Is it your health? Like, whatever that is, Lord, we ask you to cover that for us so that it cannot be a point that the enemy can touch, right? In Jesus' name, amen. And so, verse 14, "Then as I looked over the situation, I called together the nobles and the rest of the people and said to them, don't be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord, who is great and glorious, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your home." Amen. And I love that because it's like a reminder of what we're doing this for, who we're doing this for. We're doing it for the Lord. We're doing it for those behind us. We're doing it for our loved ones. Because remember my other word, the last word, or I think it was when I talked about how we are the ones who said yes. Like, God places this burden on us because he knew we would say yes. He knew we were fit for this, right? Verse 15, "When our enemies heard that we knew of their plans and that God had frustrated them, we all returned to our work on the wall. But from then on, only half of my men worked, while the other half stood guard with spears, shields, bows, and coats of mail. The leaders stationed themselves behind the people of Judah who were building the wall. The laborers carried on the work with one hand supporting their load and one hand holding a weapon. All the builders had a sword belt on their side. The trumpeter stayed with me to sound the alarm." This is crazy because the fact that they have less people helping them now because they need people to stand guard, and the fact that they have to basically work with one hand because their other hand, like, they're ready to fight. So you can imagine this must have slowed them down tremendously. I'm not great with fractions, but y'all can see it. They, half of them had to stop, and then you have to work with one hand. So what is that? Like 1/4 of the time that's how slow they had to go because of how hard the enemy was coming at them. So I thank you, Lord. I just feel Holy Spirit saying, do not be discouraged at the pace. I think I said this already. I was on confirmation because I feel like I said this. Oh, I did. I recorded a word. I haven't released it yet, but it was a word that said, you're doing more than you realize, right? You're accomplishing more than you realize, right? Slow and steady wins the race. And the Lord doesn't want you to despise the small beginnings. He doesn't want you to, you know, be displeased by what little you think you're doing. But it's like a brick by brick situation. So it's the fact that you're putting that one foot before the other, laying one brick down after the other. It's just, you're still making progress, even though it's not fast. Or, you know, it's not going as fast as you would want it. All right, so 19 says, then I explained to the nobles and officials and all the people, the work is very spread out and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. When you hear the blast of the trumpet, rush to wherever it is sounding and our God will fight for us. Hallelujah. And this part right here, that right there has set me free. Because it's like what I was saying earlier, right? Like, God, oh, I want to fight for myself, right? God right here is saying he will fight for us. Thank you, Abba. He will fight for us. Verse 21, it says, we worked early and late from sunrise to sunset. So, y'all, it's going to be a lot. God is not saying it's going to be easy. Like, for me, it's like having to get mentally prepared for this. You know what I mean? Because I feel like expectations always mess us up. I expected this to go faster. I expected this side, like this season, to be easier. But I can't. I'm not released to talk about that yet. But basically, it's the expectations. When God has given us a word, when we've held on to a promise or whatever we felt like by now. And I think my frustration is I've heard, like, y'all, look, I just give the word God tells me, but I feel just like how y'all feel. And I'm like, God, I don't want to keep coming up on here and just saying the same thing over and over again, right? And we ain't seeing nothing. Like, where is that? Like, if I'm just being real, like, where is it, Lord? Like, how many times? You know, like, I don't want to do that. And I don't know. It's just shifting our expectations. And it's something else I don't really want to do. I was convicted, actually, because I realized, like, I am focusing too much on what I want to gain. Like, I'm focusing so much on what I want versus focusing on what the Lord needs me to do, right? Like, I'm focused more on, all right, cool, I'm going to get to the finish line, right? And I don't even know, like, is that something I am paying? Like, I'm setting myself up for failure because that's what I envisioned. The Lord ain't never told me that it was going to stop. And it's like, you know, he never says, like, okay, let me make this clear. Everything comes to an end. I don't think that we are to be in seasons for a long time and stuff like, or forever, I should say. The time is up to the Lord. But I think the way that I'm envisioning this to be, or what this means to me, I think I'm setting myself up because the Lord has not shown me specifically. I do know that I will have X, Y, and Z. I do know that eventually there's going to be relief. But what that actually looks like, instead of sitting in the fact that, God, I know you're going to do it, I just don't know how, I think, there it is. I keep filling in the blanks because I need to have something to look forward to, because it's hard to have faith. It's hard to hold on to something that I don't even know what that's going to look like. What does that even look like? What does that even mean? So then I make it make sense for myself, right? I hope y'all following me. I don't know if I'm just, like, I don't know. I think that's what it is. It's the expectations. So that's something I have to definitely go to the Lord about. But yeah, so yeah, like it says here, 21, we worked early and late from sunrise to sunset is telling us it's not going to be easy. And half the men It says, and half the men were always on guard. I always told everyone living outside the walls to stay in Jerusalem, that they and their servants could help with guard duty at night and during, and work during the day. During this time, none of us, not one, nor my relatives, nor my servants, nor my guards who were with me, ever took off our clothes. We carried our weapon with us all the time, even when we went for water. And I keep seeing Ephesians 6. Like, I have 3 different Bible apps, right? And they all said this week, the first week of April 2024, they all said Ephesians 6, that chapter, which is staying guarded. So I feel like God is just pushing that, stay guarded. I don't know how that looks like other than what I was telling you guys earlier. It's like praying, staying in prayer, staying focused, right? And then too, understanding the warfare is the confirmation. It's like no one likes thinking like that, like especially me, because sometimes I get caught up. It's meant for distractions. Like I get caught up in that we're not even looking at the mission. I'm looking at what the enemy's doing. I'm looking at what the enemy is saying. I'm looking at what's happening. I'm looking at how I'm feeling versus the assignment. And I feel like that is what God is elevating us in that area. That was a lot. I definitely need to sit in that myself. I'm going to take a minute and just digest what I just said. I might have to go back and listen to this. But yeah, y'all, like, I don't know. I think I messed myself up just expecting. I thought like this time of the year was supposed to look different. And I don't know. You would think by now I would learn. I just thought it would be different. But y'all want to hear something crazy? So since March 21st. Yeah. Since March 21st, I get these random feelings of like butterflies and excitement. Like, something's happened, like something's about to happen, but it's like I feel like I know what it is, but I don't know what it is, if that makes sense. Like, my spirit man knows what's coming and I don't. It's this feeling I keep getting, like, and I know that it's God. I know it's not me, because I'll tell y'all what happened. So it happened at least 4 or 5 times within a week. So within this week it happened, well, that's like going on 2 weeks actually. So it happened like 4 or 5 times random, like completely random. At first I thought, oh, okay, because I came out of worship, like this is the Lord and I'm in his presence and that's why I feel so good, right? Then I had a random day and I wasn't even at my best. Like, I wasn't at my best. I wasn't that happy. I was just a little, you know, irritated, just getting through, right? And I felt it. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. But even though I felt it, I was still choosing to think about what I was going through. Like, I was still upset and thinking and processing about what I was going through, right? Then I got over that. Then it happened again. Something, you know, I was exhausted. I was tired. Having a long day or whatever. I got excited again. So this excitement is not matching my flesh. Like, it's not matching what I'm thinking and how I'm feeling and what I'm experiencing in the natural. That's why I knew it was spiritual. But I was like, after the 4th time, I was like, what is going on? To be honest, I was annoyed because I felt crazy. Like, I don't know why I'm feeling excited when I'm not feeling excited. You see what I mean? But yeah, like, I don't know. I just feel like something's coming. I just don't know what. And I think something that keeps me going is, y'all, it could be tomorrow. But then it's like, what if it's not? But it could literally still be tomorrow. What if it's tomorrow? Because God said, the scripture that came to my head was, it was like, if you faint not. That's all I heard. if you faint not. Like, I know God has everything he says, but if I faint not, I'm tempted, y'all. I'm tempted to faint. I don't even know if that's grammatically correct. But I'm just being silly. But y'all, like, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. It's like, oh my gosh, should I go on a fast? If y'all knew, if I have a list of stuff, like when we just read, the enemy came at them at all sides. Like, that is legit. That is prophetic. Okay. That is the rhema right now. That is exactly what it is. And I'm just like, what the heck is going on? I was about to say freak. I definitely wasn't going to say the other word, y'all. I was going to say what the freak. But still. Okay. Okay, I'm done, y'all. Okay. I probably should have processed before I started recording, because then y'all wouldn't have had all this part. Like, all it is. Yeah, I probably, now I feel like I can't listen to this again, because I might not even post it. Ooh, God. So yeah, let this be confirmation, y'all, not by yourselves. We almost there. Who am I kidding? I don't know, y'all. I don't know if we're almost there. Just be encouraged, because like I said, it could be tomorrow. It could be. I mean, it's going to have to be one day. It's going to be tomorrow. We just don't know which day. One day it's going to be tomorrow. But, yeah, I'm going to be okay. It's just a lot of, like, it's the breaking. It's that part. I know I have to go to the Lord. I have to surrender. I have to put my flesh down, and I am not thrilled about doing that. Ugh. Let me just hurry up and go. But yeah, y'all, that's it. I love y'all. Yeah, I love y'all. You guys be blessed. I'll catch y'all in the next one. Let's see. All right, yeah, for real, I'm gonna let y'all go. You guys be blessed. I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you guys. Bye.